I used to be a woman with a plan. Oh boy. Watch out, Kara's coming through the doors. Holy crap. Running a business for 16 years, a business that ran from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week, closed one day a year. Boy, oh boy. In a lot of ways, it was my survival. It was how I had to be to survive the extraordinary busyness of running that business with up to 40 employees and thousands of students. I'm just telling you this because I have to give myself a little bit of a break that I was a woman with a plan. But I also had to look at myself because I got to points where I was pissing people off left and right. I was losing friends. I was losing employees because I was so stuck in being the way that I was. And I'm disclosing this because you may be a woman, a man with a plan, unable to let go and allow things to be a little more agile and flexible. So as we look at our patterns, as we're doing this week, and we're looking at ways of our being, and we're admitting what's not helpful or, might I say, mindful, loving, friendly, adaptable. As we start to look at our patterns, admit what they are, recognize that as we start to shift, we notice, we let it be, we notice it, we admit it, we start to change those patterns, we're going to start to move into new directions. For today, I want to offer you this light saying, reminder, to ease up. Ease up on yourself. Ease up on others. Just ease up. And I think that if anything, this pandemic has helped us to do that. Because things are changing. We realize we ultimately have no control over any of this, right? So we've had to ease up on our need for things to be a certain way. It's been the great leveling, the great allowing. But I want to offer you this reminder to ease up. And I give you this because this is how I have learned to do this. Open your palms up to the sky. If you can do it right now, do it. In this mudra of allowing, in this hand position of just allowing, I allow things to be as they are right now. I allow this person to be as they are. I allow the situation to unfold as it will. I allow everything to be as it is. It's a reminder to let go of the control, to let go of the manipulation, to let go of the fixed mindset of things having to work out the way you need them to work out at the rate that you need it to happen. Come on, hurry up and get this done because I need you to do this. Ease up. Ease up, Kara. Ease up. This is how I started to soften those grooves. I still have them. Rest assured. Just talk to my husband. I still have them. But there's been some biggies that I've let go of. And it's really happened by me noticing, admitting, painfully admitting, noticing that I can redirect patterns, even just a little bit, with reminders like this one. Ease up. Ease up and allow this to unfold. Tomorrow we're going to practice. We're going to do a quick practice. For today, I offer you this simple hand position. Open your palms to the sky when you notice yourself in a fixed way of being. And allow yourself to be open and available to things changing, or to being, or people doing something different, or you doing something different. Let's jump out of those fixed grooves and those fixed sled cycles. What are they called? Let's ease up and open up and become more spacious and allowing. It feels so much better, I'm going to tell you that. Alrighty, patterns. Work in the patterns this week. Remember, this isn't comfortable. You may want to just turn me off. That's okay. You may get pissed off at me. I don't care. I know this is work for me, and I just want to share it with you. Thanks so much for listening. That's all I have to say. Have a fantastic day. Be well.